When you think sports, think News Radio 1070, WKOK.
The Shikellamy Braves play on News Radio 1070, WKOK and WKOK.com. Braves basketball is sponsored by Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Truck, Aaron's, Applebee's in Sealands Grove, Blaze Alexander Buick Cadillac GMC Truck, APW, Pennsylvania Mentor, Sunbury Motor Company, Peters Home Appliance Center, Service Electric Cable Vision, Murray Motor Chevrolet, UPMC Susquehanna, Shock Law Offices, W&L Subaru, Carpet Man, Glick's, Purdy Insurance Agency, Lackawanna College. Now, let's go courtside with Kevin Herr and the Chief Dave Ritchie.
Welcome to Lewisburg High School tonight, where we have high school basketball in the nightcap of a quadruple header of sports here on WKOK as the Lewisburg Green Dragons play host to the Shikellamy Braves tonight. Earlier today, the Braves wrestling team winning this morning at 11 a.m. Steve Williams had the call. You can check out the podcast a little bit later on at WKOK.com. Click on air and WKOK podcast. But Shikellamy, a 32-30 winner over Hollidaysburg. Then at 1 o'clock, they went back on the air for game number two or match number two. Bald Eagle area with a 59-12 win over Shikellamy as the Braves split that three-way wrestling match earlier today in the morning. Penn State a winner with Steve Jones on the call from Bryce Jordan Center as they defeated Minnesota 83-77, getting their 18th win of the season. And this is broadcast number four on the day. And I think we've only ever done a quadruple header maybe one or two other times, Chief, that here at WKOK. So it's been a busy day of live play-by-play sports.
Well, we only have to do 25% of it.
So that's a good point.
We get the easy part. We sit through 75%, and then I know you and I both listened to Steve Jones on the way up. So I didn't get a chance to follow the wrestling. But, you know, Hollidaysburg, every time I think about Hollidaysburg, I think about Wade Chalice, because I think that's where Wade Chalice wrestled. And when I was in college, he was a Clarion. Wade Chalice was the best pinner in the nation. All right,
pinner.
Okay. He had the Chalice Cradle. All right.
I didn't put the two together.
And the other thing I remember, Shikellamy wrestlers, wrestling fans lost one of their dear state champions this past week in Paulie Gemberling.
Yeah.
And I had the fortune of teaching at the high school, and Paulie and his brother John went through. John was also a state champion, and Paulie succumbed to. He had cancer, four stage cancer, and I can still remember Paulie as probably being one of the best big move little men I've ever been around. I mean, he had to struggle to put weight to wrestle in the 130s, but what a competitor he was, and it's my brain works different ways, all right?
But at least yours works. That's more than I can say for mine.
But I know he wrestled with Johnny Supsik, who's a former coach at Shikellamy, and Tony Reed is a two-time state champ, and that's back when Coach Phil Lockoff had the probably premier wrestling team in the state, all right, and Paulie was part of that. And it's sad to see him pass away.
Well, coming up tonight here on the basketball side of this quadruple header, it is the 15-6 playoff-bound Lewisburg Green Dragons taking on the 8-12 Shikellamy Braves. Braves second to last game, both of these next two games on the road tonight, and then one Monday night at Southern Columbia. The Braves trying to finish with double-digit wins as they come in at 8-12 on the year. They're going to have a challenge against a very good Lewisburg team that has four guys in the starting lineup typically that are not at double figures, but as close as you can possibly be without being in double figures, with four guys averaging 9 a game, and Shedleski, the center, the leading scorer, with 14 averaging a game. But tonight, a little bit different lineup to begin the game, as Shikellamy did on Wednesday night against Sealands Grove. Lewisburg starting with their seniors here on senior night. We'll talk more about that matchup coming up and the starting lineups. And we'll also chat with Coach Bill Ziegler and see his view on tonight's game between Lewisburg and Shikellamy here on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money. Fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
Hi, Corey Brown here, Blaze Alexander, Buick Cadillac GMC truck in Sunbury. Shop no more. We have exactly what you're looking for. Cars, trucks, SUVs, new and used. We have the lowest prices guaranteed. If you're worried about your credit, worry no more. We have over 30 lenders at our fingertips waiting for you. Only right here, Blaze Alexander, 800 Market Street in Sunbury. Or find us online at blazealexandersunbury.com. We are professional grade. Taking the deals the other guys won't.
Alexander Family Dealerships. What a way to go.
Your exciting new TV experience is here. TiVo from Service Electric Cablevision is smarter, faster, and easier to use. With live TV, recordings, video on demand, and streaming apps all in a single place. When you're looking for something new, TiVo's recommendations are tailored to you. Voice-powered, personalized results help you find what you want faster. And you can experience the unlimited potential of smart home. The new experience from TiVo is here. Call SECV today or visit sccv.com/TiVo to learn more.
Does where you buy a car really matter?
Stop in to W&L Subaru, discover the W&L difference, and decide for yourself.
You'll find a comfortable customer lounge with coffee, snacks, free Wi-Fi, and an amazing children's playroom. When you buy from W&L, they offer complimentary loaner cars plus free pickup and delivery within 40 miles for service appointments, free lifetime state inspections, and every fifth oil change is free.
It's time you discover the W&L difference. W&L Subaru, family owned and operated for over 50 years. Experience the difference yourself on Route 11 in Northumberland or online at WNLSubaru.com.
The appliance pros at Peters Home Appliance Center want to know, has your dishwasher suddenly stopped cleaning well? Are you noticing a white film left on the dishes? It may not be the fault of your dishwasher at all. The problem may be the dishwashing detergent manufacturers have removed phosphates. They suspend soil and soften water, making the detergent work better. Lack of phosphates is most likely the cause of your dishwasher cleaning issue. Until an environmentally friendly replacement for phosphates is found, stay tuned. This helpful tip brought to you by the experts at Peters Home Appliance Center. Market Street, Sunbury.
Welcome back to Lewisburg. Kevin here with Coach Bill Ziegler. The Shikellamy Braves had a little bit of time to recoup a little bit from a busy couple of weeks. What have you been working on through the last couple of weeks here after with the Selins Grove game and now here in the end of the season stretch?
Well, after the Selins Grove game, the day after, we were very leg weary. You know, we spent a lot of energy to do that, so we did a lot of shooting that day. And yesterday we prepared for Lewisburg and practiced breaking the press and go over their many sets that they run very well. And hopefully we're ready.
Well, you mentioned it. That's the one thing that I think concerns everybody the most is when you look at this team, this is a team that likes to press, and finding the open man and the right guy and the right type of pass has been a little bit of a challenge from time to time for the Braves.
Yeah, well, and not only that, but this team has multiple weapons. Out of their five starters, the lowest guy averages 9 a game. I think they average like 9-9-9, 11-14. So, no matter who has the ball, they can all put the ball into the basket. So we need an all-around solid performance tonight defensively.
Well, you mentioned Liscombe averaging 9, and of course, you said Lance and Mabry, but Shedlesky leading the way with 15. He's also a really good rebounder on the defensive side, and that's something you have to keep in mind.
He's a very athletic kid. You know, 2 years ago when we were up here, he had about 34 on Durrell, and so he's capable of doing things like that. So we just got to make sure that, you know, he's going to get his points. He just has to have a normal night, and hopefully we'll contest the three and keep him off the boards.
What's the advantage that you feel you may be able to have against this Lewisburg team?
That's going to be tough. I think this is going to be a knockdown, dragout, one of those things where the last two, three minutes of the game is what it's going to come down to. And the team that executes the best in those circumstances has the best chance of winning tonight.
Coach, appreciate the time. We'll chat with you after.
Thank you.
You're listening to Braves Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Here at Murray Motors Chevrolet, we are big enough to serve you, small enough to know your name. From sales, service, parts, and our body shop, Murray Motors Chevrolet brings you a bigger, better selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including the area's best certified pre-owned inventory. Our new inventory is expanding to an all-time high. We offer the only lifetime powertrain warranty and price match guarantee on all new Chevrolet models. Murray Motors Chevrolet, located a half mile south of Susquehanna Valley Mall, Sealands Grove, or online at murrayshevy.com.
Powertrain warranty does not include commercial vehicles.
For nearly 100 years, Purdy Insurance has been your locally owned, family-operated source for insurance products. With a staff of over 20 and partnerships with some of the industry's most trusted companies, Purdy has the experience and resources to get the job done. Whether you need personal, home, and auto, or complex business insurance solutions, Purdy will help you navigate through the process. Call today at 570-286-5855, or better yet, stop in their Sunbury office to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Mark and Troy here. We're extending the Red Tag sale. We only have a once a year special Red Tag prices on every new and pre-owned vehicle, and it runs till the end of the month.
We have new Jeeps in stock with discounts up to $7,000. We also have a great selection of 2019 Rams with discounts up to $11,000 and over 100 pre-owned, all at Red Tag prices. It's exciting. So come in and see why people have been coming from all over the region to Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Sunbury and experience what we call the Zimmerman difference. Call 570-988-JEEP or check us out online at ZimmermanJeep.com.
I can still remember the kids rolling around on that comfortable living room carpet.
Remember when they were babies, they'd bang those pots and pans on the kitchen tile?
I still remember the sounds of soccer and baseball cleats running on those hardwoods, and you yelling, "Leave the shoes outside!"
These floors have seen a lot, and they still look so good. They've got some good years left on them.
Just like we do, honey. Right?
You bet, my dear, you bet.
Carpet Man in Milton.
Flooring for life.
Saving money on your next vehicle is as easy as SMC.
Sunbury Motor Company.
Since 1915, SMC provides total commitment to complete customer satisfaction. Sunbury Motor sells and services new Fords, Lincolns, and Hyundais in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And new Kias on the Golden Strip in Hummel's Wharf. No one beats Sunbury Motor Company's lowest price promise. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. SMC, a tradition of trust since 1915.
Welcome back here to Lewisburg. Kevin Herr along with the Chief Dave Ritchie as we get ready for the opening seconds of tonight's game between the Lewisburg Green Dragons and the Shikellamy Braves.
Scott, how you doing? Good. Doing all right.
Can't go anywhere. Chief can't go anywhere without people knowing him. You know, it's crazy. Let's give you the starting lineups first for the Lewisburg Green Dragons who come in at... Even the officials are not wrapped too tight tonight. You know, it's one of those nights.
Steve Jacoby from Shamokin and Todd is from the Mifflinburg area. So, those guys. The officials are always nice to us.
Well, they are, and that's the thing. You know, we're courtside so much. You from coaching so many years.
Yeah.
Me from doing this for so many years. We've gotten to know most of these guys over the last 23 years. So,
yeah, and we don't have to yell at them anymore.
No,
or I don't have to yell at them.
No, they like you a lot more now than they did before.
Actually. Kevin, I'm going to tell you right now, I was very nice to the officials. I was.
Okay.
I learned a long time ago that it's much better to be their friend than to be their adversary.
That's
all the
time. That's an excellent point.
Because believe it or not, some people are vindictive. Can you believe that, Kevin?
No. Let's quickly give you the starting lineups. This is the way we got them, and it is a senior-laden starting lineup. We're told Cameron Michaels will be the 5'7 guard. He is coming out tonight in the starting lineup, along with Brett Herman, a 5'11 guard. It's a senior. Nick Shedleski, the 6'4 forward, a senior. Peter Lance, the 6'2 forward, a senior. And Calvin Mabry, the 6'3 senior at center for the Shikellamy Braves. And they will come out with Davis Marshall, the 6'4 junior forward. It'll be John Pfeiffer, the 6'3 sophomore guard. Braden Long, a 6' junior guard. Nate Luciano, a 6' junior guard. And Jacob Hernandez, the 6'3 sophomore forward. Now, they are having a jump ball now, and the tip goes into the hands of Cordell Dean. And Dean will get the ball to the right side, put it up in for a layup. He has been a big part of this basketball program here in Lewisburg. The kids love him. He is always there to support them. It's a senior night for him, so they gave him a jersey, they gave him a uni, and they put him in the game here to start things off. He got the feed on the tip and put it in for a layup here to start the unofficial start of the game.
Well, Cordell, when they gave his little speech about being a senior, he's going to stay in Lewisburg and help his pap fix tractors.
Fix tractors, that's right. When we return, we'll have the opening tip of the game between Shikellamy and Lewisburg. This is Shikellamy Braves Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Every week, thousands of people from all over the world come through our doors to enjoy a home-cooked meal or just to browse our gift shops. One of the favorite spots that folks like to gather are near our fireplaces, found throughout our restaurant and lobby areas. Ever since Glick's installed the Heat and Glow inserts in fireplace, we've received so many compliments about how warm and inviting they make our store. I'm Steve Culhavey, General Manager of Country Cupboard in Lewisburg, and we're pleased to be able to recommend Glick's Heat and Glow products.
Good luck to the team from your Seelands Grove Applebee's. Join us every night from 9 p.m. till close for half-price appetizers and every Friday for Red Friday when we honor our deployed servicemen and women. Guests wearing red will receive a coupon for their next visit. Seelands Grove Applebee's is proud to support Shikellamy athletes, our future leaders. Go Braves!
We all have a path in life. Some play on the field. Others prefer jogging along the riverfront or being a weekend warrior. Wherever your path takes you, we will keep you on it. At UPMC Susquehanna, our top-rated orthopedic team, sports medicine specialists, and rehabilitation professionals are the team behind the team. Call 570-321-2020.
I want to be a dancer.
I want to be a doctor.
I want to be a hockey player.
I love going to Knoebels.
I like baking cookies.
I want someone to help me pick out a prom dress.
Can you read me a bedtime story?
Everyone deserves to grow up in a loving family. You can help. Become a mentor foster parent to a child in need through Pennsylvania Mentor. For 30 years, we've worked with our caring mentor foster parents to help children heal and thrive. Please visit PennsylvaniaMentorFosterCare.com now or on Facebook. You can be the reason a child says,
"Someone cares."
At the Schock Law Office, attorney Richard Schock brings over 20 years of experience providing legal services and solutions to individuals, government entities, and businesses both large and small. Serving the greater Susquehanna Valley at 8 Commerce Avenue in Sealands Grove, the Schock Law Office can help you find legal solutions that you need for your life or your business. Estate planning, starting or growing a business, developing real estate, or navigating the many laws and regulations that affect you or your business. Contact Schock Law Office at 570-492-7133 or on the web at schocklaw.com.
Back here in Lewisburg as we get ready for the introduction of the starting lineups for both teams. Braves coming in at 8-12 overall on the season. Leading scorer for the Braves, Davis Marshall and Jacob Hernandez, both with 13. Marshall now leads the way in rebounds for Shikellamy with 134, just two ahead of Hernandez. Hernandez, though, leads on points off turnovers and in blocks, and a leader in steals and assists is Nate Luciano. We gave you the starting lineups for the Braves. It'll be Marshall, Pfeiffer, Long, Luciano, and Hernandez. And as we were told earlier tonight, it'll be Michaels, Herman, Shedleski, Lance, and Mabry for the Lewisburg Green Dragons, coming in at 15-6 overall. Braves now coming in at 8-12, as we said earlier, 55 points for, 56 points against on the season, coming off of the win over Seelands Grove on Wednesday, shooting 61% as a team from the free throw line, 49% from the two-point area, 24% from the three-point area, making them 42% overall shooting everywhere. And Lewisburg will send Mabry to the line, or to the center circle, rather, to meet Marshall. Braves in their navy blue, white trim around maroon numerals, white lettering and maroon trim, and the white arrow down the side. White uniforms for Lewisburg with the yellow trim and green numerals and lettering. And the ball is in the air. Marshall tips it into the backcourt, and Luciano will take it over, attacking the basket to our right. Guarded there by Michaels. They'll send it over to the left side there to Pfeiffer. Top of the key, Hernandez. Right side, Luciano on the wing. He'll come between the circles now. Go over to the right wing. Find Marshall. Thought about a three. Brought it back down. Luciano now on the circles. Finds Long. Back to Marshall. Now everybody on the Braves offense has touched the ball. Hernandez now working this man-to-man, trying to find an opening out front. Marshall underneath Pfeiffer, got by his man, Michaels, and lays it up and in.
Well, a little bit of a size disadvantage for John there against Michaels, and he posted him up inside, got a nice pass from the exterior, and a nice layup to put the Braves up 2-0 to start the game.
Far wing, Lance with the basketball, sends it into the corner now to Mabry. Back to Lance on the wing. Now top of the key, Shedleski for three, bang! Lewisburg with the lead here, 1 minute gone by. 3-2 here in the first.
Well, it's going to be a nice matchup, Shedleski against Jacob Hernandez, and that's going to be interesting all night long. Shedleski, just a really good inside and outside player, and at 6'4", he's very tough on the boards.
Jumper from inside for two for Luciano, no good. Hernandez put back, no good. Ripped down by Shedleski. Shedleski will bring it back. Graves did a nice job of handling the 2-2-1 press, but just couldn't come up with points at the other end. Lance with the basketball, far wing now Michaels. He'll drift between the circles, guarded by Luciano. 6:22 to go, first period, 3-2. And now another top of the key three for Shedleski. That one no good. Luciano with a rebound, outlet down the right side to Long. Long will step inside, spin to the inside, off the window, no good. Rebound Lance.
If Braden can learn to shoot that ball instead of throw it, okay, off of that spin move, it'd be very, very dangerous. Boy, there's a tough call.
Yeah, Luciano with a block that got just enough of the wrist there on Michaels to send him to the line.
They called him with the body, Kevin.
Oh, they did?
Okay. Yeah, when the referee takes his hand and starts shoving it, he means with the body. That, to me, a lot of times means that he probably didn't foul him.
Michaels at the line, fires up the first one, and drops it in. Michaels, a 69% free throw shooter, a little higher than that now, 26 of 36 on the season.
A ninth grader, too, a freshman.
He is a freshman, averaging 6 points a game. Second one is good. Makes it 5-2 with 2 minutes gone by here in the first period, and again, the 2-2-1 for Lewisburg defensively.
Just can't get yourself caught in that top corner there, Kevin. Nice pass inside to John.
And he's in trouble. Pfeiffer has to outlet now to Marshall, top of the key. Barely got away with that one. He was in a real world of hurt, off balance and everything.
If he would have been able to gather himself, he probably would have got a shot.
Top of the key three, Luciano rimmed it, no good. Rebound tipped out to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer, no look pass right side. That was tipped out of bounds by Michaels, and it'll be Shikellamy basketball, down by 1-4-3 with 5:27 to go first.
Braves have had opportunities. They've gotten a couple of offensive boards and weren't able to play off of that. And again, John Pfeiffer had the ball deep inside. He just didn't have good balance, or he probably would have gotten a layup again, another layup.
Pfeiffer with it on the far wing. Now into Marshall. Spins to the inside. Fights his way in. That one might have gotten tipped on the way in and missed. Lance with the rebound. He'll find Michaels. Michaels to the rim. No good. And a whistle.
We have a player down.
And a player down at the other end is correct. And that player is Mabry, the center.
I think he took one to the stomach,
abdominal
Kevin.
Area.
Probably an elbow, or it might even have been a knee. Who knows? And entering the game for him will be Ben Liscomb, who is a regular starter for the team. Ben's an excellent soccer player. His brother was a great soccer player and basketball player here 2 years ago at Lewisburg. So the Liscomb and the Shedleskis, pretty familiar names
common
in Lewisburg
name,
sports.
Yeah pretty common as
even
well.
Even though
right.
The Shedleski is a Mount Carmel name.
Driving in now is Marshall. Marshall with a right hand, right side, puts it in and will go to the line.
You cannot stop that. You cannot keep Davis from getting a shot. Now, whether Davis makes the shot or not, different story. But he posts up so low and he's so big, they get the ball to him, he makes a good move.
Marshall misses and the foul charged to Lance. So Braves still trail it by one. Underneath, getting the easy feed is Brett Herman, who puts it in. 7-4, Lewisburg on top, 4:40 to go first period. And again, the press is coming. Braves find Pfeiffer all alone. Scoop shot, no good. Rebound Herman. He had a chance, and that time Pfeiffer tries to tie him up, but it's hard to do that from behind without drawing a foul, and he did.
12. So that's going to be Pfeiffer does pick up his first foul, Kevin.
His first, team's second. Lewisburg now pushing it up with Cameron Michaels.
Well, the Braves with a little bit of full court pressure themselves.
Ooh, Michaels had to go high to get that one. Good elevation there. Now driving in, Shedleski loses the handle on the ball. Marshall tries to make the save, but he can't. Steps on the W of Lewisburg on the end line.
Luciano got a piece of that. He's lucky because Shedleski had a drive down the left side pretty clear, and Luciano with the bat out of bounds.
Lance with the basketball to Shedleski. Back to Lance on the near wing with 4:09 to go. Driving in, finding the ball is Liscomb.
Nice left hand.
And he does put it in with the left. 4 minutes remaining in the first. It's 9-4 in favor of Lewisburg.
You got a guard in there. Just a bad decision there by Davis.
Tried to force it inside.
Well, you make a long pass like that, and it was a low line drive, and he threw it right into the hands of the defender, number 41. Peter Lance.
Lance picks that one up and we'll bring it back the other way. Michaels top of the key for three. Yes. 12-4 with 3:35 remaining. And Shikellamy's Bill Ziegler wants a timeout. 12-4. Lewisburg leading Shikellamy here with 3:35 remaining in the first period of play. This will give us an opportunity to pause. For station identification, this is Shikellamy Basketball.
It's Sports Talk, where your voice counts. The Steve Jones Show, weekdays from 3 to 5 on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and online at WKOK.com.
Well, it's been all Lewisburg getting this one started, Chief.
Well, they've taken advantage of the shots and made them. The Braves have had opportunities and haven't been able to make them. I mean, two of the big daggers for Shedleski's first three-point shot, and now with Cameron Michaels making that three, both in the same spot, the top of the key. And the Braves, again, struggling from beyond the arc.
Braves trying to break that 2-2-1. Luciano will bounce it inside, looking for Hernandez. Found him. He found the bucket and also a foul.
Jacob with, off the bounce pass from Luciano, you know, kind of hesitated. And next thing you know, that's that second foul that Lance picks up. You would have thought that he would have gone by him, but again, he did not. And there's the three-point play the old-fashioned way by Hernandez.
That is the 66th free throw he has thrown up this year and believe leads the team in that category.
Well, he takes advantage of making those.
And he has made about 60%, 68. There's a nice jumper from the left side by Brett Herman. And Herman will get the two, and it's a touchdown lead for Lewisburg.
Short corner shot, and there's an unforced turnover out of bounds.
Marshall tried to get that one and do something with it, but he forgot to catch it first. And now Stevens and Blasius will come in for Pfeiffer and Hernandez. Michaels in the game. You know, this lineup for Lewisburg has actually paid off pretty well. I mean, they've been doing fairly well.
I don't think they're very far from start. I think they
I don't think they're far away from it either. You're
Liscomb,
right.
Liscomb was the only one that wasn't in to start the game, Kevin.
Shedleski now driving into the baseline. He gets a lot of traffic around, a lot of hands, but still finds the bottom of the bucket.
Just a nice power move. He's strong. I mean, really nice-sized kid. And just a baseline move and jump stop layup and makes his fifth point.
Driving in. That shot by Luciano, blocked by Michaels. Left side, Marshall three, no good. Luciano with a rebound. Drives in, and he is tackled at the four-yard line by Michaels.
Again,
Michaels was actually on the ground when he grabbed the ankle that time of Nate. 2:23 to go, first period, 16-7. Shikellamy trailing Lewisburg with the basketball. That pass right out in front and right picked off by Lance. That's his second big steal. Now they'll go back out to Lance again for three. Just missed that one. Rebound Michaels. Now they'll find Liscomb back into the corner. Lance three. That one no good. Tip bounced off of the back of Marshall when Stevens tried to make the save.
Well, Dylan had the right idea. Yeah. He's going out of bounds. Unfortunately, Davis Marshall was draped over the Lewisburg player, so it came off of Blue, and that would be Shikellamy knocking it out of bounds. Lewisburg ball underneath their own basket.
Hernandez back in now. Marshall out. Bounce pass to Lance, who puts it up and in. Right in the low box.
Too easy off the inbounds pass, and you get the ball that deep. Most times guys are going to make that shot.
An 11-point Lewisburg lead. With the basketball, Luciano into the corner now, Hernandez. Hernandez working, finds Blacius in the near corner, spins to the inside, top of the key, Stevens. The lane comes up and opens in front of him, and he bounces it off the foot of a Lewisburg player. So it'll be a kick as Manier will come into the game for Shikellamy, and Calvin Mabry back in. Also coming in now is Dante Sims for Lewisburg.
Well, Dylan made a really nice move and cleared out the right side. He probably should have went in for the layup instead of trying to bounce it to the opposite side. Probably would have gotten a pretty good opportunity to score there.
Wow, Blacius with a great move to the inside. Just couldn't get the ball to drop into the basket. Overshot it. Liscombe with a rebound. Now Shedleski back to Liscombe on the far wing with a minute 20 to go. Sims now top of the key. Michaels on the far wing, guarded by Luciano. Top of the key, three. Liscombe hits another one.
That's Shedleski.
Or I'm sorry, that is Shedleski with the three. Correction, that's his second of the ball game.
8 points on the evening for Nick.
Stevens with the basketball. Near side to Luciano. Between the circles now, under a minute remaining. Now a one-touchdown lead, now a two-touchdown lead. And they tried to get Luciano driving in, and he could not get in the right spot. He has to come all the way back out now. He'll go to the far wing with 39 seconds to go. Manier, top of the key. And a travel called on Manier. Boy, Lewisburg's defense is really good, Chief.
Well, Lewisburg hasn't changed at all. They've been man-to-man the entire game after they come out of that full-court pressure. And, the Braves, don't know if it's a matter of fact that the Lewisburg's been playing such great defense. The Braves just haven't been able to make anything.
Well, they have a 7-point run since the timeout where the Braves trailed it by seven. And now Michaels is just going to eat some time off the clock. And with about 10 seconds or so to go, he's going to start the offense. And there he does with about 10 to go. Moves over to the far side to Liscombe with six. In the far corner, Michaels, near wing Liscombe. Liscombe now moving to the foul line. Missed it to the left side, and that'll do it for the first period of play. After one, it is Lewisburg 21, Shikellamy 7. You're listening to Braves Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Geez, look at Harry. Why is he so happy?
Oh, I hate happy people.
Here he comes.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Harry.
Did you hear?
Hear what?
I'm going back to school. Lackawanna College, Sunbury Center. I'm pumped.
Excited to go back to school?
Oh, yeah. Great education, small class sizes, close to home.
Expensive.
Not really. It's the most affordable private college in northeastern PA.
Well, aren't you fancy?
I'm making a life change. I can't stay at this job forever.
I want a life change.
Lackawanna College, Sunbury Center. It's life changing.
Hey everyone, now is the time to come in and talk to me. Hi, I'm Courtney from Aaron's. There's great specials, no credit check, free setup and delivery. And guess what? Flexible payments and easy pay. And I, Courtney, invite you to visit our new location at 1102 North High Street, Sealands Grove. Or don't forget to visit at Aaron's.com. Hope to see ya.
Second period underway with Lewisburg leading at 21-7. And, Chief, one of the worst things that could happen is for Shikellamy. Lewisburg with the ball as Michaels fires up a three, missed it. It will go out of bounds, and it'll be Shikellamy basketball. But, boy, that could have made this 21-7 lead a lot worse.
It's going to be tough for the Braves unless they get on track here. I mean, Lewisburg's controlling the pace of the game with this full-court press, and the Braves have to do something to get their offense going.
Over to the right side, Manier with the basketball. He'll start in. Now he'll stop. Now to Stevens. Stevens right wing to Pfeiffer. Lanier trying to get clear out front. It goes to Hernandez, who puts up a three. He's made one this year. Missed that one. Shedleski with a rebound. Outlet to Liscombe.
It's usually a pretty good shot from there, and he missed a little bit to the right that time, Kevin.
Boy, Marshall did a nice job of reaching in front of Shedleski when he went to the right and then faded to the left. Got the tip out of bounds, but it ends up off Marshall Lewisburg ball anyway. And Michaels chases it down almost underneath his own basket.
Well, it looks like Coach Salzman has his point guard for the next 3 years with the freshman out there. He does a nice job, and that would be Cameron Michaels.
He sure doesn't play like a freshman. Shedleski with about a 12-footer from the corner. No good. Rebound Hernandez. Outlet to Meneer. Minute five gone by in the second. Still 21-7 Lewisburg. Here comes Pfeiffer working in. And, yeah, that's what I was going to say. I'm wondering how much of that forearm he's going to get away with, and he did not get away with it long.
That's his second foul. It draws an offensive foul. Two things that Lewisburg's done very well. Number one, after they put the full court pressure on from a zone, they shift very easily back into their man-to-man half-court defense. And the other thing that they've done, they've taken away the Braves' transition game. They've taken the fast break away from them.
Completely. I mean, it hadn't even had an option to get started. Sims starts in, goes to Liscombe here in the corner. Now he'll find Shedleski. Shedleski says come out this way. Liscombe does, goes to the foul line, takes a jumper, misses it, tipped into the hands of Meneer. Still no points here in this period. Meneer trying to change that as he drives in and stops. Now he's going to have to find something to do with it, and they pass it around. Stevens on the right wing, bounces it to Hernandez, the foul line extended. Now left wing three, Marshall, no good. Stevens with a rebound, bounced it off of his chin, as that might have been deflected a little bit when he put that on the floor. I can't tell.
Yeah, again, you know, you get a rebound in there, and sometimes to gather yourself, you have to put the ball on the floor. Dylan came in from the outside, foul line extended on the right side to get that board, and I thought he was going to get a chance to, you know, put a shot up, but again, he lost control of the ball after he put it on the floor in the paint.
Yeah, that went out of bounds, and Michaels drives in and will go right to the line.
Well, Cameron Michaels, you know, one of those players that has a really, really deceiving start, and he's very quick off of the first step, and he got by Dylan Stevens, and Dylan had to foul him. So that's Dylan's first foul, and Michaels is going to shoot two.
And he comes up with the first one and makes it. Made two, actually, earlier.
So far, yeah. He's perfect from the line.
2:10, actually 2:11 gone by here in the second period, and Lewisburg puts points on the board not once but twice, 23-7.
Shedleski with eight, and now he picks up his seventh, so Cameron Michaels' the second score. That's 15 points between the two of them out of 23.
Chief, this might be the first time all year we've seen, and there's a foul on Sims, as Van Pelt gets the ball and got tied up. This might be the first time all year we have seen a team from the opening whistle play a 2-2 play press, and then, as you said, so easily drop back into your half court.
Well, they've probably do that in every team they play. And if you do it 21 games, you're going to be pretty good at it.
You should be anyway. Low box, Hernandez, and Michaels stuffs it. No, they call the travel. Yeah,
call the travel on him, on his shuffled his feet. It did get blocked, but they called the walk before that.
Five.
Yeah, right now, I mean, the Braves' offense is really out of sorts, and you got to give the Green Dragons a lot of credit.
Shigalemi has not scored here in this period. Driving in Sims. Lost it, got it back, and a travel now on Mabry, who tried to pick it up, but then Hernandez was basically all over him.
Well, Calvin Mabry had gone out with that gut punch, I guess we could call it. He's back in there again. That's good. You know, sometimes you get the wind knocked out of you when that happens.
Well, the Braves have been scoreless for the last 4 minutes. 3 minutes of this period alone, and there's a cross-court pass picked off by Liscombe. Liscombe starts in. He'll let the half-court offense now come into play. He'll go between the circles to the foul line. Outside to Michaels. Michaels to the far wing, guarded by Stevens. Liscomb far corner now. Comes to the wing. Now foul line extended. Underneath Shedleski trying to make a move on Hernandez to the left. Then moves to the right and puts it in. Wow. That was a good big man move underneath, Chief.
Yeah, he faked left, went right, and then he did a duck up under. And there's not much you can do against that, especially when you go off your get up off your feet like Hernandez did.
That's a quick 10 for him. Oh, and a great shot there right in the paint for Jared Van Kirk, who bounces one off the square after having a career-high 6 on Wednesday night.
It was a bank shot from out front, but to quote Bill Anderson, as long as it goes straight, good things can happen.
That's exactly right. Back iron, no good there for Liscomb from the near corner. Stevens has that one tipped and then gets it back. Halfway through this period, just about four to two is the period score.
Well, the Braves have to make some type of run. That's a good start there.
Yeah, getting it underneath there on the right box to low box on the right side there to Davis Marshall.
Did a nice cut from the left top foul line down to the lower right box and made the layup.
25-11, 3:34 to go in the period. Liscomb driving in, one-hander from the left side, left hand. That one didn't make it in, and Davis comes up with the ball. They'll give it off to Stevens. Stevens now working. Not the press this time from Lewisburg. The last couple of possessions, actually.
They couldn't set up the press because it was a missed shot. They only set the press up after a made basket or foul shot. So that's why they got back on it.
Excellent point. Right side, Stevens goes to the baseline. Scoop shot, no good. Sims with a rebound with 3:05 to go. Outlet to Michaels. Michaels now, no-look pass underneath, finding Lance. Lance goes out front, top of the key. Sims at the foul line, starts in, kicks it back out to Shedleski. Back out to Sims now. Sims goes in, shot waved off, and a foul on Van Kirk, number 24. That will be foul number 5 on Shikalimi.
Be Jared's first foul. I'm probably the most thankful player that the freshman Cameron Michaels is up playing point guard, probably is Ben Liscomb, because Ben's the next best ball handler on their team. It gives him a chance to do a little bit more instead of having to take care of the ball all the time.
Herman with the basketball came in at that last stoppage. Now Lance. Shedleski, three-pointer from the wing, bang! From the far wing, he hits his third, 3 of the night, and that's 13 to lead the way.
He makes a lot of threes during the course of the year, but he makes many of them against the Braves.
Seems that way, doesn't it? And there's a steal. Van Kirk had it, tried to get it outside, and Liscomb took it away. He kicks it out now to Lance, back underneath. No shot there. They end up sending it over to Shedleski, who gets fouled and will go to the line.
Braves just totally being outplayed at both ends, Kevin. Defensive-wise, the Lewisburg doing a nice job of if the Braves do get a shot, controlling with just one. And the other thing, when the Braves get a rebound, they harass the heck out of them, and they're never going to get their transition game going.
That one for Shedleski rattles out. The 79% free throw shooter missing that first one. Zalikowski in the game now for Lewisburg. You know, I'm not saying Shikalimi's playing slower. I'm just saying Lewisburg is still playing about a step faster right now. And it's not that Shikalimi's playing any slower. It's just Lewisburg's a step faster. At the line, Van Kirk gets it as they break the press with 2:06 to go, trailing it 29-11 as he makes one of two, Shedleski from the line. Over to the left side. It is long, top of the key, Blacius. Blacius works his way in, fires one up. That is not an easy thing to do. He actually put it between the brace of the backboard and the unused shot clock.
Yeah,
that's actually, there's not much room there. You should get something for that.
That's been the story of the Braves tonight, Kevin, at that end. Let's hopefully when the half changes, this basket is more friendly to them.
Lewisburg with the basketball, leading at 29-11 with a minute 35 to go here in the half. Into the corner now, running it in and traveling is Herman. Went to stop, and I think his foot went out from underneath him a little bit, and that drew the whistle as Hernandez comes in now for Blasius with a minute 29 to go.
Braves have done a pretty good job when Lewisburg's tried to drive the baseline. They haven't gotten too much. I think Shedlaski got one off of a really nice move, but for the most part, they're keeping them from using the baseline to score off of.
After a 21-point first period, even Lewisburg has not scored that many. Shikalimi, I think, has only scored four. Lewisburg's only scored eight. And they feed it inside to Hernandez. And that one is blocked, but a foul by Shedlaski as he picked up a little wrist. That'll send Hernandez to the line, who's made one earlier today to finish off a three-point play. Now 45 of 66 on the season. And that's, I don't know what that percentage is.
I don't know either. Shedlaski picks up his first foul.
Good. So that makes him 46 of 67.
Well, 45 of 60 is 75%, Kevin.
And that one is no good. Rebound by Zelikowski.
So it's less, you know, it's, I mean, 75%, excuse me. So he's shooting very well from the foul line.
Wow. No one, you and I thought the same thing. No one saw Zelikowski underneath the basket.
Zelikowski did that during the whole JV game, Kevin. The Braves, you know, he just hangs around the baseline, and they kept getting the ball to him through two guys.
31-12. Nice bounce pass underneath from Long to Hernandez, who is just hanging around, and he comes up with his sixth point of the night. Under 30 to go. Lewisburg leading at 31-14. Lance out on the far side. They'll go to almost corners here for the last few seconds. They'll bounce it underneath. Zelikowski makes a man go up, and then Marshall comes right down on top of him.
That's the exact same scenario they had, except the pass came from the same side that number 23 Zelikowski was on. And, you know, he just did a nice head ball fake and got everybody up in the air, and Davis Marshall picks up his first foul.
That will send Zelikowski to the line, a 75% free throw shooter, and we're starting to see why, because that was really nice-looking shot. Stevens coming in now for the Braves, Michaels and Sims for Lewisburg. 15.9 remaining in the half. Lewisburg leading at 32-14. Team foul 7, by the way, for the Braves. Second one is just as good as the first. And another substitution for Lewisburg as Mayberry will come in now for the shooter, Zelikowski.
Well, the Braves are Lewisburg shooting at 88%. They're 7 for 8 from the foul line. They're doing a nice job.
Makes life a little easier.
The Braves are 2 for 4.
Luciano now tries to park the C, and he does. Right down the middle, comes up with two. 33-16, quickly coming back. Michael's half-court shot, no good. That'll do it for the first half of play. After the first 16, it is Lewisburg 33, Shikalimi 66. You're listening to Braves Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money. Fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
Hi, Corey Brown here, Blaze Alexander, Buick Cadillac GMC Truck in Sunbury. Shop no more. We have exactly what you're looking for. Cars, trucks, SUVs, new and used. We have the lowest prices guaranteed. If you're worried about your credit, worry no more. We have over 30 lenders at our fingertips waiting for you. Only right here, Blaze Alexander, 800 Market Street in Sunbury. Or find us online at blazealexandersunbury.com. We are professional grade. Taking the deals the other guys won't.
Alexander Family Dealerships, what a way to go. Your exciting new TV experience is here. TiVo from Service Electric Cablevision is smarter, faster, and easier to use. With live TV, recordings, video on demand, and streaming apps all in a single place. When you're looking for something new, TiVo's recommendations are tailored to you. Voice-powered, personalized results help you find what you want faster. And you can experience the unlimited potential of smart home. The new experience from TiVo is here. Call SECV today or visit secv.com/TiVo to learn more.
Does where you buy a car really matter?
Stop in to W&L Subaru, discover the W&L difference, and decide for yourself.
You'll find a comfortable customer lounge with coffee, snacks, free Wi-Fi, and an amazing children's playroom. When you buy from W&L, they offer complimentary loaner cars plus free pickup and delivery within 40 miles for service appointments, free lifetime state inspections, and every fifth oil change is free.
It's time you discover the W&L difference. W&L Subaru, family owned and operated for over 50 years. Experience the difference yourself on Route 11 in Northumberland or online at WNLSubaru.com.
Attention homeowners, did you know you can help keep your appliances working efficiently? The appliance experts at Peters do. If you're not vacuuming under and behind your refrigerator at least twice a year, you're robbing your refrigerator's ability to run efficiently as it can. What's worse, if left undone, your refrigerator can overheat, causing failure. That's because your refrigerator relies on proper air circulation to dissipate heat energy being removed from inside. Peters Home Appliance Center has the answers to all your home appliance needs. They've been helping appliance shoppers over 50 years. Peters Home Appliance Center, Market Street, Sunbury.
You know, we've watched a lot of halftime shoots, Chief. I've never seen anybody in a Greek outfit.
Toga.
Yeah, well, I'm talking like Olympus, Mount Olympus type Greek toga with the I guess it would be what you would call
it. Crown of thorns, but this is a crown of flowers.
Right. I have seen a lot of things, but I have never seen anybody in that kind of an outfit turn around and throw one over their head with the right hand. And I mean one-handed.
Yeah, it was a one-handed.
Over the head, off the backboard, nothing but net.
Exactly. And the other guys in the toga were doing crazy shots so that if they missed it, you know, people aren't going to be upset with
right.
it. So he turns around and does that one-handed, not even looking at the basket, back to the basket, and banks it in. So
I mean,
it's almost
like
a Meadowlark Lemon shot from the Globetrotters.
It did. And if you didn't know any better, if I wasn't watching it live, I would have thought it was edited on YouTube.
It might have been. It might have been an optical
illusion. Is that what it was?
Yeah, it is toga night here for the student section from Lewisburg.
Yes, it is full Greek attire here in Lewisburg. And it's only right. It is an Olympic year, you know, this summer in Tokyo.
Olympic year, leap year, and election year.
It's a lot of things going on. And right now, Lewisburg has dominated this game 33-16 over Shikellamy here at the half. They have done it with really good defense. They have done it with some good three-point shooting, especially from Nick Shedleski. And the Braves just have not been able to find an offensive answer to Lewisburg's
They have no offense tonight. The Braves do not. They haven't been able to really pull anything from the outside. I don't think they have a made jump shot. Everything's been inside. Davis Marshall has 4 points and Jacob Hernandez has 6. So out of the 16, those two guys have 10. Well, if you go on the other side, Shedleski has 14 and Cameron Michaels had 7, and they have 4 3-pointers amongst them. So they've been doing a good job, but they've again, like you said before, there's Brett Herman has 4 and Forrest Zaleshkowski comes off the bench for 4. So they've got kids that are, you know, everybody's getting into the picture of things and scoring. So it's they're playing very well. They're playing like it's their home court. All right,
they're playing like a team that is playoff bound, and right now they are playoff bound. They are looking at this point. Depending on what were to happen here in the next couple of games. But for Lewisburg, they're at this point a 4 seed, and I believe this is the last game they have on their schedule because they're 15-6.
Yeah, so that would mean that they have 21 games. This will be number 22.
So that would put them right now, depending on what happens with the final two Shamokin games, There's an outside possibility they could even find themselves as a third seed before.
Well, Shamokin plays Montoursville tonight, so that's going to be a game. And talking to some people, the Shamokin, you know, their kids might be a little tired. They not only have probably go two deep or three deep, which isn't a lot, but they played some really tough basketball teams this year, Kevin, and it starts to wear on you once in a while. So you're right, and I think isn't Danville in that? Danville's probably up there close to one of the top.
Danville is a two seed. Well, with the Shamokin loss the other night, I think it was Mifflinburg that beat
them
the other day. That made Montoursville the one, Danville the two, Shamokin three, Lewisburg the four, Athens the five, Jersey Shore would be the six, and then Mifflinburg could be the seven, Midwest could be the eight. Taking the 18.
If they take eight teams, Mifflinburg's definitely going to be in it.
And they're going to be the – I think they are the dangerous team in that tournament.
But now they've won enough games in the last four or five, six games that they're probably not going to be a surprise to anybody.
No, but when you look at them coming in from the lower end of the bracket, that's what I mean. When you look at them coming in at maybe a seven seed.
So they'll play at number two.
Right. If I were a Danville-Mifflinburg matchup could be rather entertaining. The Lady Braves, by the way, they are playoff bound as they are now 15-5 with three games left. Bangor has the number one spot in 5A at 17-5. They are done for the regular year. Blue Mountain is 13-9. They are done for the regular year. Sealands Grove finishes at 10-12. They are done for the regular year. Shikellamy is the only team in the 5A tournament that has any games remaining. So they have three remaining, so there's still a possibility that they could find themselves as a number one seed before this is all said and done.
Well, they definitely, if there's only going to be three teams.
That's the way I understand it.
So you would think that they should be able to, you know, they'll have a better record than you say, Bangor?
Yeah, Bangor right now is 17-5. Shikellamy is 14-5. But here's the problem. When you look at the rating, 0.646 for Bangor, Shikellamy at 0.633 with three games to play. So if they can win maybe two of those, I think that would probably lock up the number one seed.
They have a tough spot with Shamokin, but what I'm getting at, Kevin, is if there's only three teams, they should have a better record than Blue Mountain, and so Shikellamy should not have to travel to play Blue Mountain.
They would not have to travel.
Blue Mountain should have to travel up here to play Shikellamy.
You are correct, and of course they're playing tonight at the Shikellamy Fieldhouse in a makeup game. 33-16, Lewisburg leading Shikellamy at the half. Second half tip. Actually, second half inbound. Doesn't sound as good, but that's what will happen coming up next.
We're going to start the second half.
That too.
Here at Murray Motors Chevrolet, we are big enough to serve you, small enough to know your name. From sales, service, parts, and our body shop, Murray Motors Chevrolet brings you a bigger, better selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including the area's best certified pre-owned inventory. Our new inventory is expanding to an all-time high. We offer the only lifetime powertrain warranty and price match guarantee on all new Chevrolet models. Murray Motors Chevrolet, located a half mile south of Susquehanna Valley Mall, Sealands Grove, or online at murraychevy.com.
Powertrain warranty does not include commercial vehicles.
For nearly 100 years, Purdy Insurance has been your locally owned, family-operated source for insurance products. With a staff of over 20 and partnerships with some of the industry's most trusted companies, Purdy has the experience and resources to get the job done. Whether you need personal, home, and auto, or complex business insurance solutions, Purdy will help you navigate through the process. Call today at 570-286-5855, or better yet, stop in their Sunbury office to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
At Sunbury Motor Company, the letters SMC mean a lot to us. Those letters stand for a tradition of trust since 1915. SMC stand for
selling more cars
and
satisfying more customers.
SMC, it stands for Sunbury Motor Company. And when you need a Ford, Lincoln, Hyundai, or Kia, you have our lowest price promise. Log on to sunburymotors.com to
see more choices
and
save more cash.
And then you can say, start my car. I'll take it.
SMC.
In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
I can still remember the kids rolling around on that comfortable living room carpet.
Remember when they were babies, they'd bang those pots and pans on the kitchen tile?
I still remember the sounds of soccer and baseball cleats running on those hardwoods, and you yelling, "Leave the shoes outside!"
These floors have seen a lot, and they still look so good. They've got some good years left on them.
Just like we do, honey. Right?
You bet, my dear, you bet.
Carpet Man in Milton.
Flooring for life.
Mark and Troy here. We're extending the Red Tag sale. We only have a once a year special Red Tag prices on every new and pre-owned vehicle, and it runs till the end of the month.
We have new Jeeps in stock with discounts up to $7,000. We also have a great selection of 2019 Rams with discounts up to $11,000 and over 100 pre-owned, all at Red Tag prices. It's exciting. So come in and see why people have been coming from all over the region to Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Sunbury and experience what we call the Zimmerman difference. Call 570-988-JEEP or check us out online at ZimmermanJeep.com.
Well, the Braves got the ball to start the first half and got it underneath the long for an easy two right away. And then Shedleski answers back with his fourth three-pointer of the night. So it's 36-18, Lewisburg with the basketball as we return to third period play. Michaels driving in, finds Shedleski on the outside, attacking the basket to our left. Lewisburg with the ball and the lead, Shedleski starting in. Gets tipped on the way in, falls down, but still somehow gets it back out to Liscombe. Liscombe now sees the C part, then goes NBA three. Shedleski overshot everything. Tipped and controlled by Long and a whistle away from the basket. And this one I think is going to go up against Lewisburg, but I didn't see who the foul was on.
I think it's on Liscombe.
And it is. Good call by the Chief. His first. Team's first. 6:05 remaining in the third period, 36-18 as Lewisburg doubling up Shikellamy. Lob inside to Marshall. Marshall tries to back his way in. Can't get the shot to go. Mabry comes up with it. He'll give it off to Michaels. Michaels now Shedleski. Shedleski, right side Mabry. Mabry drives in, bounces off the rim, sits on the back of the rim, and then it drops through. That's his first two of the night.
And, well, you know, he sat out a lot of the first half with when he got hurt in the first quarter. But, you know, the Braves were a little bit short on defense that time. They didn't get everybody back.
Luciano fires up a three or maybe a pass underneath to Piper, who puts it up and in for two.
Well, John treated it like it was a
pass. Yeah, he acted like it was.
It was nice. He was in a tough spot there, a reverse layup from the left side.
It's like, yeah, that's the way we drew it up in the locker room. Yeah. On the right wing, Lance with the basketball, gives it to Michaels. Shedleski and Liscombe also joining him in the and Mabry in the lineup here to start things off. Pass, no look pass to the inside by Shedleski. Should have looked. Liscombe that time, or make that Luciano that time, comes up with it, drives all the way in, misses it. Hernandez misses the putback. Michaels now back the other way.
I'm sure Jacob liked to have that offensive board and put back,
oh man,
back again to
that
try.
That was almost too open. On the left side, rattling down a three is Lance. The senior on senior night makes it 41-20, 4:30 remaining here in the third.
Picks up point number five. And, boy, I don't think the Braves do not have one three-pointer. And Lewisburg was six of them.
Luciano tries to change that from the far corner. Nope, can't get it to go. Mabry with the rebound. He'll bring it out of Michaels. Michaels drives all the way in, and a blocking foul against the Braves.
You know, what I like about Cameron Michaels, is when he dribble penetrates, even if he kicks it back out, he just does a great job of going into the basket instead of fading away. And we were talking about this before. You got to go into the basket to try to draw the foul. And he misses his first foul shot of the night, Kevin. He had been 4 for 4.
I was gonna say, he's had a good
night. That one, yes.
Yeah.
But like I said, he's got that good, quick first step. And he gets by people, and then he leans into the basket as he goes in.
Pfeiffer and Marshall out. Well, and Long and Stevens in. And so is the second one for Michaels.
Well, John Pfeiffer picked up foul number three there. That's why John's sitting down.
Long with the basketball, now goes to the foul line, starts in, moves to the left hand from the right hand, and puts it up and in.
That's a nice soft touch by Braden, just kissed it off the backboard from the right side.
A light smooch.
And he learns that soft touch all the time. He's going to be much more proficient scoring off of that.
Liscombe drives in. That ball high off the rebound as Mabry comes up with it. Nope, can't get that one to go. Hernandez down to Luciano. Luciano goes up, gets the bucket, and it'll go to the line. Shedleski tried to stop it, tried to keep his feet on the floor, but he couldn't because Luciano was really pushing the ball hard.
Shedleski was the first line of defense. He had been out in that half court, and when he's going backwards, and Nate Luciano is pretty adept at getting down the court fast, and he caught Nick on his heels, and you're not going to get a charge off of that. You're going to end up fouling.
18 of 34 now on the season for Luciano, just above 52% now.
Hey, if the Braves can get it down to 10 here, you know, they got a chance in the fourth quarter, but they got to stop Lewis Burke from scoring.
Repeatedly. Lance, it kind of reminds me of the, Glacius with a great block on Shedleski. Now coming back the other way, Hernandez gets the feed underneath, he'll go to the line. And this will not be a shooting foul, I don't believe.
Yeah, it will be. Shedleski's down at the other end. After the block by Blasius, he fell down. So he's just kind of gingerly coming back up the court here.
And you are correct. It is a two-shot foul.
Again, Jacob Hernandez with a nice pass into him. A little head fake went up for it, pushed it off the opposite side.
Shedleski gingerly makes his way back to the free throw area. Hernandez will shoot two. What I was going to say is this reminds me of a couple of years ago up at Towanda when the Braves were playing Horseheads, New York. Remember, they were down 20 in that game and came back
yes,
to win it.
Yes, they did.
3:03 remaining as Dante Sims comes back in. Hernandez trying to make his second in a row and does. That now makes him... Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 4 for 5.
Shooting 80% tonight, Kevin. He's got 8 points.
Under 3 to go here in the third.
Again, they got to get a lot of stops.
And that one by Michaels, no good. Shedleski comes up with a rebound, kicks it around. They get into the left side, now underneath. All alone there is Herman, who comes up with two. 44-27, and a steal by Michaels on the inbound.
You just can't throw the ball in because you got guys laying back in this press. And, again, Michaels with a nice quick move to get in the passing lane and intercepted it.
And right back to the half-court defense for the Braves.
And, you know, again, Lewisburg with another opportunity to score here.
He'll send it inside Shedleski. That time he got right by everybody and puts it up and in.
Well, he's got 19, if I'm not mistaken.
You are correct. With 2:10 remaining, he is two away from Dick Girardi's favorite number.
That was impossible for anybody to try to stop that score.
On the back iron, no good for Liscombe, by Luciano. And tipped out of bounds by Lance. Luciano will inbound underneath the Shikellamy basket with 2 to go here in the third. Down 46-27. And a whistle. And this one's going to be on Blasius.
Chad's going to pick up a foul probably off of the inbounds play.
That is correct.
Looks like he might have done a little bit
a push
there. And unfortunately, when everybody's standing still like that, you got three officials that have eagle eyes for that stuff.
Hernandez and Long out, Manier and Marshall in now. Lewisburg with the basketball. Michaels has it. Over to the right side, Herman. And he'll find Shedleski. Back to Lance. Now a three-pointer. Michaels on the near wing. Bang! 49-27, minute 38. That run for the Braves has now been eliminated.
That's 11 points now for the freshman.
And that pass right to Chief. And we're in the corner. Out of play. I think he could have made it from here. I mean, the angle's a little rough.
Hey, I caught it.
Yeah, you did. One-handed, I might add.
Well,
we are broadcasting from the corner here, and it would not be a good angle for him to put it back up.
It would have hit the wall right about here and came down and smashed all the equipment. And I'm sure Roger wouldn't have been happy if we came home and said, Chief missed the out-of-bounds, the ball was coming at us, all right?
And there's another three for Lance on the left corner, and bang, it's 52-27 with 10, a minute 10 to go.
Four, five, six, seven, eight threes for these guys.
And Shikalimi has yet to put a three in there.
Lewisburg just playing so well. Oh, there's another
offensive. Yeah, that's another offensive. And that was. Pfeiffer did not realize it, but he did another forearm that, you know, might have been a little bit of help on the way from Michaels, but it was a legitimate foul.
That Cameron's got, he's got a different hairstyle, doesn't he? It looks like has a braid,
a little bit of a rows at the top.
Two rows at the top there.
Well, see, here's the thing. Cameron is about 3 to 4 inches shorter than John Pfeiffer. And when he puts a forearm in, it was a clothesline.
Yeah, it was. Oh, that was definitely a foul. That's the second time John's gotten called for that. He has four now.
A rare missed three-pointer for Lewisburg. Shikalimi with the ball back again with 38 seconds to go. Marshall has it. His double team tries to get it to Blasius underneath. And a reach-in foul.
You can get that one, Kevin. No, you can't.
Actually, I can't. It's out of my range, and my headset cord is not long enough. 33.9 to go. Shikalimi basketball down 52-27. Lewisburg making another change as Lance will come out. And in will be Zelikowski once again. Here's Meneer with a basketball in the inbound. He almost got a screen there from Marshall, who tries an NBA three from the corner. No good. Chetleski with a rebound.
Well, with the basket here, Lewisburg will have doubled up the Braves' score here, Kevin.
Again. And driving in, Michaels loses it out of bounds. And no blue shirt touched it, according to the official.
No, it came off of Michaels.
And that ran a long way before it went out of bounds.
Well, there was nobody down in the corner to run it down for Lewisburg, and the Braves realized that, hey, let's let it go. We didn't touch it.
13 seconds remaining in this third period. Pfeiffer with the basketball going to the far wing now. Top of the key, Stevens with six. He'll start in, drive by two Lewisburg defenders, and picking up the loose ball is Zelikowski, and that will do it for the third period of play. Third period in the books. Lewisburg leading at 52-27. This is Shikalimi basketball on WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Every week, thousands of people from all over the world come through our doors to enjoy a home-cooked meal or just to browse our gift shops. One of the favorite spots that folks like to gather are near our fireplaces, found throughout our restaurant and lobby areas. Ever since Glick's installed the Heat and Glow inserts in fireplace, we've received so many compliments about how warm and inviting they make our store. I'm Steve Culhavey, General Manager of Country Cupboard in Lewisburg, and we're pleased to be able to recommend Glick's Heat and Glow products.
Good luck to the team from your Seelands Grove Applebee's. Join us every night from 9 p.m. till close for half-price appetizers and every Friday for Red Friday when we honor our deployed servicemen and women. Guests wearing red will receive a coupon for their next visit. Seelands Grove Applebee's is proud to support Shikalimi athletes, our future leaders. Go Braves!
Welcome back to Lewisburg, where at the break I got an arithmetic lesson. We'll talk more about that in a minute. I just like the word. I wanted to figure out how to use it here in the broadcast. Arithmetic. Not arithmetic, arithmetic.
It's based off of arithmetic.
Three-pointer, Shedleski, bang, and he goes right by Blackjack and hits 22.
And what happens when you hit 22?
You bust.
Bust.
But not this time.
But the Braves bust.
He's exploded for 22 points. Underneath, Marshall with the feed. Gets the bucket and will go to the line.
Well, Kevin, in mathematics, there are two types of progressions. One's arithmetic and one is geometric. And this is arithmetic in the fact that the Braves have scored 7, 9, and 11 in the three quarters. So if it holds true, they should score 13 in the fourth quarter.
It took me a little bit to get that one.
It's a difference. It's a difference of two each time. Geometric, it's a multiplication, you know. And then there's Fibonacci numbers, but we won't even go into that.
So what?
Fibonacci.
I've heard of that.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but I've heard of it.
It's 1, 1, 2, 3, 5, 8. I'm trying to rattle them off my head here, but We're doing basketball.
More math information coming up on the Chief podcast later on tonight. I think people would download that.
They probably would.
Feet underneath, spinning around is Peter Lance, and Lance will get the bucket and make it 50.
Figures yep. now too,
he's
Kevin.
At 10 now, making it 57-29, 6:45 to go here in the game. Meneer with the basketball, the long between the circles. He will drift to the left side and have his pocket pick. Lance has it all alone, thought about dunking it, decided to lay it up, and it was a good choice because he would have been way too far underneath the dunk it. Now up by 30. 59-29 is Lewisburg's lead. Feed inside to Marshall. Marshall spins to the inside and rolls it down off the back iron. They've been trying to get that shot all night and then finally found it there in the last few seconds of this fourth period here.
I think when he fell down, he stirred some dust up over here. That's why I had to sneeze. That's 8 points for Davis.
Michaels now will back it up a little bit with under six to go here in the game. Shedleski now fakes left, fakes right, drives in, finds Michaels left wing. He'll drive right in, blocked by Marshall. And blocked out of bounds. That will be block number 13 of the season for Marshall.
That's a nice swat. All right.
It looked like a volleyball spike.
Yeah, and that too. But you can imagine you got a fly and you got a fly swatter and you swing as hard as you can. That's what Davis did and knocked it out of bounds.
Splattered the ball out of bounds.
Yeah, he did. I would say that was a splatter. Yeah. We heard it all the way up here. It was
absolutely
a good smack. And it wasn't flesh on flesh. It was flesh on ball.
Yes, it was. With the basketball is Lance, the forward, on this senior night. Had a good senior night so far. That one stolen away, though, by Long on the pass. And blocked by Lance.
Yeah, that was a nice block.
Yeah, that was good,
off of
too.
A terrific move by Braden Long.
Braves got the ball back. Marshall with it on the near wing. And there's a steal by Shedleski.
Shedleski just overplaying Hernandez so well, and they tried to, you know, Davis tried to get the ball into him, and all Shedleski did was reach out with that left hand and knock it out and then pick it up for the steal.
Find the spot. And Shedleski with the basketball now, thinks about a three, drives in and gets tripped. That'll be on Marshall. Team foul number four on the Braves with 4:46
no,
to go.
It's on Braden Long.
Oh, is it on Long?
Yeah, Braden had that look about, you know what, I think I fouled him. That's
and you're
Braden's
right.
First foul.
And you're right, it is on Long.
Davis was actually in front of him, you know, and Braden was to the side. And, you know, Braden, it wasn't like Braden tried to trip him. It was because that's where Shedleski's foot went.
Mabry gets the inbounds. Finds Shedleski over to the right side. Three-pointer for Lance on the right wing. That was in the cylinder. Popped back out. Now tipped high above. Marshall comes up with it at half court. He'll drive in, go off the window, and get free shots from the line. I got a funny feeling this one might be on Mabry by the way he reacted to that. He put his hand into his shirt.
Was Mabry 42?
Yeah.
But I thought I saw a one on his hand, so we're going to have to wait and see here.
First one by Marshall is good.
So he's 1 for 3 so far. That actually
up there it comes. Now it is
on Mabry. Yeah.
Second one is in.
Puts Davis in double figures.
That's double figures 10 for Marshall. Who averages 13 a game. And Shedleski with the basketball. With 4:22 to go, he'll go right side. Sims will find the lane. Now they'll kick it right back out and eat more time off the clock.
Must be nice when you got a kid like Shedleski that's a bull inside rebounding but can also pop the threes.
Speaking of a three, there was one for Herman from the right side. And Marshall comes up with a missed shot on the rebound. Here's Luciano driving in. Got that one to drop off the rim off the right side there with a right-hand drive. That's his seventh.
Yeah. I don't think there's many guards faster than Nate Luciano from one end of the court to the other, Kevin.
He's got a lot of transition baskets, and that's why he leads on steals, too, with 41. No look pass into the corner for three. Overshooting that one is Herman. And it will go out of bounds off of Shikalimi and then right back behind the stands.
Well, Kevin, if you notice, there's one thing that Lewisburg has not done this entire fourth quarter. They haven't pressed.
That's true.
They've taken the press off.
I did not notice. I did not think about that, but you're absolutely
right.
In fact,
they took the press off mostly in the third quarter, too.
They have not stopped trying to find the three-point shots, though. There's another one from Shedleski. Back iron, no. Backside rebound by Hernandez. Shikalimi with the basketball. As Long brings it up with 3:18 remaining. Trailing at 59-35. Luciano with the basketball. They'll find it on the far wing, Long. Long works his way between the circles. Gives it back off to Luciano. Now to Van Kirk. Drives it in now to Marshall. Marshall off the window too hard. Tapped into the hands of Lance.
Like we talked about the entire game, is the fact that the Braves have been getting shots. They've been contested, but they've been makeable shots, and they're just having difficulty scoring.
Feed inside to Mayberry from Shedleski. No good. Long with it. He'll go no-look pass to Marshall. Marshall steps on the B of Lewisburg. Out of bounds underneath the basket.
That's good effort by both of those guys. Braden Long coming hard down the middle of the court. You know, took off a little bit around the foul line and saw that Davis Marshall was in the left lane, and he tried to get it over to him. It was a little late, and when Davis finally got control of it, his left foot was out of bounds. So it would have been tough for him to take a shot anyway.
For Shikalimi, it'll be Van Kirk, Menier, Stevens, Hernandez, and Blacius. For Lewisburg right now, it'll be Sims, Liskum, Shedleski. Also in is Herman. And there's the last one, Mayberry. Couldn't find him in there.
Mayberry RFD.
I don't think that's the same one.
No.
Sims at the top of the key with 2:05 to go.
Mayberry.
Is that Mayberry?
It's Mayberry.
Mayberry.
That's what his name is.
Shedleski over to the left side. Three-pointer coming in from the wing from Herman, and no good.
It's amazing how you can see people push up underneath the basket from this angle, Kevin.
And now Mayberry will get the opportunity for a senior night ovation. Sorry, yeah. Chief. Go
it's
ahead.
All right. I'm done.
Oh, okay.
I just say you can see people, you know, shoving a lot more. And the officials don't see it, but I can. On both teams.
And there is one of those shoves that gets a whistle. With a minute 41 to go, 59-35. That foul will be charged to Liskum.
I heard official Ron Marshall say that Shemokin won tonight up at Montoursville. That's a big win for them.
You bet. Brett Herman, the senior, coming out to a nice round of applause. And Werderman will now be in the game for Lewisburg.
We haven't seen Ben Liskum this whole half, and he's finally in the game here.
And that one does not go by Van Kirk. So the Braves struggling from the line again tonight. Lewisburg struggling nowhere. All alone with a reverse layup. Shedleski no good. He's the only white shirt under there. Gets his own rebound. Sends it out to Werderman, who can't make the three-point shot. Sims comes up with it, and now a whistle on the floor.
Yeah, it won't be a shooting foul. And I don't know.
I couldn't
tell. The Braves
tell.
Only have four fouls. This is the fifth one, so it'll be on the floor.
That might be on Stevens. Yep, second on Stevens. And now Nate Liskum will get a nice round of applause with his amazing number in the 23?
Yeah, 22, I think.
22.
Yes, yeah.
That's right, blackjack plus one, as Dick Girardi would say. And there's a nice right hand, right side, right in for Zelikowski. 61-35, minute 12 remaining. He gets his sixth of the afternoon, evening now. Wrapping up our quadruple header of sport play-by-play here on WKOK. Far wing, Menier, three. Far corner, rattled in and out, no good. Sims with it with 54 seconds remaining. Earlier tonight on one of our sister stations, Eagle 107, Loyola Maryland beat Bucknell 78-65. Bucknell basketball all season on Eagle 107 and eagle107.com and the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app. Sims driving in right by Van Kirk, puts it up and in for two. That'll be his first points of the game. 63-35, under 30 remaining. Now here comes Blaches driving in, and he'll draw a whistle.
Yeah, foul's going to be on Ben Liskum that time, Kevin.
That will send Blaches to the line. Chad this year a 44% free throw shooter. Now drops below that as he is 8 for 19 now. And 9 for 20. 63-36. Sims will push the ball up and let the clock continue to wind. And after a very long JV game that saw Lewisburg win it by 4, Lewisburg's varsity will win it in a mirror image of scores, 63-36. We'll wrap it up when we return on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
As an active person, you might try ignoring a painful injury. But why? Quick treatment can lead to quick recovery. Our team of sports medicine providers at UPMC Susquehanna offer personalized care at each visit. Don't let an injury keep you from the active life you enjoy. Sports medicine at UPMC Susquehanna. Call 570-321-2020.
I want to be a dancer.
I want to be a doctor.
I want to be a hockey player.
I love going to Knoebels.
I like baking cookies.
I want someone to help me pick out a prom dress.
Can you read me a bedtime story?
Everyone deserves to grow up in a loving family. You can help. Become a mentor foster parent to a child in need through Pennsylvania Mentor. For 30 years, we've worked with our caring mentor foster parents to help children heal and thrive. Please visit PennsylvaniaMentorFosterCare.com now or on Facebook. You can be the reason a child says,
"Someone cares."
At the Schock Law Office, attorney Richard Schock brings over 20 years of experience providing legal services and solutions to individuals, government entities, and businesses both large and small. Serving the greater Susquehanna Valley at 8 Commerce Avenue in Sealands Grove, the Schock Law Office can help you find legal solutions that you need for your life or your business. Estate planning, starting and growing a business, developing real estate, or navigating the many laws and regulations that affect you or your business. Contact Schock Law Office at 570-492-7133 or on the web at schocklaw.com.
Geez, look at Harry. Why is he so happy?
Oh, I hate happy people.
Here he comes.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Harry.
Did you hear?
Hear what?
I'm going back to school. Lackawanna College, Sunbury Center. I'm pumped.
Excited to go back to school?
Oh, yeah. Great education, small class sizes, close to home.
Expensive.
Not really. It's the most affordable private college in northeastern PA.
Well, aren't you fancy?
I'm making a life change. I can't stay at this job forever.
I want a life change.
Lackawanna College, Sunbury Center. It's life-changing.
Hey, everyone. Now is the time to come in and talk to me. Hi, I'm Courtney from Aaron's. There's great specials, no credit check, free setup, and delivery. And guess what? Flexible payments and easy pay. And I, Courtney, invite you to visit our new location at 1102 North High Street, Sealands Grove. Or don't forget to visit at Aaron's.com. Hope to see ya.
Nick Shedleski with an outstanding senior night tonight. Fires in 22 to lead the way for Lewisburg in a 63-36 win over the Shikellamy Braves. And I'm going to be quite honest, this game was not in doubt at any point or time. Lewisburg took command and just ran away with this one.
Well, between their really solid man-to-man defense on the half court and their zone press, and their ability to drop back and switch back and forth, the Braves really had a difficult time putting the ball in the basket. The other thing that helped them was the fact that they took the Braves' transition game away, and that was something that the Braves like to score off of. So, you know, it's one of those situations where the Braves, just never got going. I mean, at both ends.
That's right.
And you know, the only time that Lewisburg could set up their full court press was when they scored, and they did score. I mean, Shedleski started off with a three and never ever really left anything, go any different from that. And I know that Coach Ziegler and his staff are disappointed with what happened tonight. I don't know if it was a case of it's a Saturday night. I don't know what the situation is, but it's not the same Shikellamy team we saw Wednesday night or we saw last Saturday.
No, that's very true.
And it's just the fact that they just couldn't score. I mean, that was they did not have one three-point shot tonight. And that's, again, one of those things that if you're going to win basketball games, you have to drop in some threes.
No, I agree with you. This was not a typical Shikellamy night, especially the way we saw him play on Wednesday night. And if I remember right, this might be one of only two night games on a Saturday that the Braves have played this year. And again, the crowd got a little better as the night went on. It was a very thin crowd early on for the JV game. It got better.
But I thought there were a lot of people here.
Yeah, it
because
got better.
It was senior night. Yeah. You're gonna have some extra people here for that. You got to give the Green Dragons a lot of credit.
Oh, no doubt.
They controlled the pace of this game from the beginning to the end. They slowed the Braves down, bringing the ball up the court. They forced turnovers on the half court. Man-to-man that they threw up there, and they were very patient. They took a lot of threes, but they were good threes. They were wide open threes, and when they needed to, they dribble penetrated. I thought Cameron Michaels, as a freshman, he's going to be one of the better point guards we're going to see in the next couple of years.
You know, that's the thing. I'm glad you mentioned him. I'm going to stop you right there because I wanted to say, I know I said it in the first half, he does not play like a freshman. He does not look like a freshman. He does not act like a freshman. And he definitely plays much bigger than his size on the court.
Hey, listen, I played against Pat Flannery when he was a freshman at Pottsville, and I thought he was a senior when he played back in 1971. And you know what great things he did playing at Pottsville for 4 years and then going on to Bucknell and eventually becoming their head coach. So
had some success there as a head coach.
Very natural out there. It wasn't just Shedleski and it wasn't just Michaels. I mean, Peter Lance had 12 tonight, and that was big. And Brett Herman, another senior, had 6. So they got a lot of bounce scoring. Lukoski comes off the bench and scores 6. The Braves had one player in double figures, and that was Davis Marshall and the other two people that had any type of scoring as far as numbers go, with Jacob Hernandez with 8 and Nate Luciano with 7. So they just had a lot of difficulty scoring. I think it all has to deal with the fact that I think the Braves were very well scouted, but I know Billy Ziegler scouted Lewisburg very well.
No question.
But they took away the long pass. You know, we're so used to seeing Jacob Hernandez run the court. He did not get a chance to run the court tonight, and he got very few opportunities off the fast break to score.
Well, just to show you how good the defense was tonight for Lewisburg, the lowest scoring game the Braves had played was against Danville at Danville, where they lost it 51-36, only put 36 on the board. This ties a season low in output, and we know what kind of game that Danville game was. They played some stellar defense there. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Shikellamy Basketball.
It's Sports Talk, where your voice counts. The Steve Jones Show, weekdays from 3 to 5 on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and online at WKOK.com.
One game to go here on the season. It is going to be Monday night at Southern Columbia. We'll have it for you following CBS News at 7. Chief, that's a game I think the Braves match up quite well on paper. I know it's going to be a big emotional night out there. I believe it is senior night for Southern Columbia as well. So, again, very emotional night there. What do the Braves need to do in the next 24 to 48 hours here to finish off with a W here this year?
I don't know what their plans are for tomorrow to get ready to play on Monday night, but they're gonna have to get in the gym and at least take a look at a couple of things. They've got to get back on track, and their offense goes at Southern, the defense will pick up, and They got to get back to controlling the speed of the game like they do when they play well. And that's, you know, score in transition. They got the speed merchants out there to get the ball down the court, and you've got big guys that can run. So that was a big key tonight, that Lewisburg took that away. And the other fact was the entire pace of that game was controlled by the Lewisburg Green Dragons. So you got to give the kids from up here a lot of credit. They took Shikellamy out of their norm.
Well, we wrap up our quadruple header of play-by-play sports. The Shikellamy Braves wrestling team winning earlier today, 32-30 over Hollidaysburg, losing to Bald Eagle Area 59-12 in the second match. And then this afternoon, Penn State winning at the Bryce Jordan Center. Steve Jones had the call here on WKOK, 83-77 over Minnesota. And on Eagle 107 tonight, it was Loyola Maryland defeating Bucknell 78-65, as there was five different play-by-play sporting events on the family of stations here with Sunday.
But only one that counted as far as you and I are concerned.
Well, that's true, too, but we're biased.
Kevin, so. You know, this game got started at 8 o'clock. We were done before 9. This was less than an hour basketball game.
Yeah, that was one quick game.
Unbelievable.
I know. Because we had to delay the start to 7:30 because of a long JV game and senior night.
And then it didn't even get started until close to 8 because they had all that other things going on.
Well, it's over now, and once again, our final score.
It's over, folks.
Lewisburg,
it's over.
Lewisburg 63, Shikellamy 36. We'll be back with you Monday night against Southern Columbia on the road in Elysburg, Catawissa.
Hey, is Knoebels open yet?
I don't think so, but I'll get you some ice cream anyway.
Sounds good.
For the Chief, Dave Ritchie, I'm Kevin Hur. We'll talk to you on Monday night. This is Shikellamy Basketball on WKOK.